You know how much I like little gifts, surprises. Not necessarily ones that are bought. But something a slightly, possibly more personal nature. So when I got your message today, telling me you had a gift, a surprise for when you got home, I was really excited. And your instructions, I followed them to the T. Upon reading your message, I stripped down, attached each ankle to the ends of a spreader bar, turned off my phone, turned on the music, put on the blindfold, laid naked in the bed, hands behind my head, not touching, and waited for your arrival. An extremely wet anticipation, wondering just what the surprise could be. As I never know with you, it could be anything. And that's what I like. I like this part of not knowing. I'm not sure how long I had to lay there in the bed. And each second seemed like minutes, and each minute seemed like hours. And if an hour went by, it seemed like a day. And the more time that went by, and the wetter I got, and the more things that went through my head. Until at last, I heard you come inside. And you came into the room. And you told me that my surprise was downstairs. And that you were going to carry me down. And I was not to say anything. Not to say a word unless spoken to. And I nodded my head in agreement, knowing that no response other than that was necessary. And I couldn't see your face, but I knew you were smiling, proud of me for obeying your orders, doing what I was told, and being ready when you got home. And I knew you could see how wet I was. I could almost hear the sound of your arousal in your voice, seeing me laying there naked, blindfolded, and spread and ready. So you promptly placed me over your shoulder, carried me off into a part of the house that I'm still unsure of, sat me in a chair. Told me to place my hands on the top of my thighs, to leave them there until I was instructed to do otherwise. And I always listen and do as I'm told, or at least I try anyway. Sometimes I am bad, but most of the time I try so hard to be good. And you leaned in. Your warm lips almost right at my ear so that I can feel your breath. And you whisper a single word. Touch. I know exactly what to do. After all, you taught me. So I slid one finger down between wet lips of my pussy and began to rub up and down from top to bottom, stopping right at my ass. You got closer and began to nibble at my hair. Two words. Good girl. And I come just like you know I will every single time, no matter where we are, out in public, in our bed, on the phone, doesn't matter. You reach down and kiss my cheek. And then pinched a nipple. Hard. Oh. Another single word. Taste. And with that, I brought the finger that had just been drug through all of that wetness and come on. I lifted it to my mouth. And suck it clean. Put my hand back on the top of my thigh. As you lean in and kiss me. Pinching the other nipple. Tasting myself on my mouth and on my tongue. And as you pull back, you ask me a single question to tell you what it is that I need. And the answer is always the same. Always. I need daddy's cum. Daddy's cum is the only thing. That ever fully satisfies his little kitten. And as you lean in to kiss me again, another good girl. As you pinch both nipples. And as you pull away, you give me that wicked, evil little chuckle that I love so much. Oh, God. another command. Insert. And being the obedient, a little slut for you that I am, I take two fingers, push them inside. Oh, yes. Did you ask me another question? Tell Daddy what you want. Not really a question, more a command. And what I always want is to serve you, Daddy. Always. And as you lean down and start to bite off, at my nipples. I feel another finger press against my clit. A finger that I know is not yours. Oh, gosh. And it's not mine. And I can't ask who. And I can't ask where. All I can do is let this new, strange finger rub against my clit. Fuck. As you bite. Oh, God. My nipples and my fingers are motionless inside. Oh, God. And I can feel. Oh, God. I can feel the orgasm coming. But there's no command to come. Not a good girl. Not the word come. Just the three of us. Touching and teasing me. Oh, God. What is it, slut? And I can't manage to speak. And then the command to stop comes. And not only do I stop, but so does the strange finger. Oh. You grab my hair. Yes. Fuck. Yes. And as I bite my lip, you ask me again, what is it, slut? want to know who it is, Daddy. It's my answer. But I get no response other than a laugh. And then, oh God, oh fuck, and then, someone else's mouth. And I know it's not you. Oh God. Because. Oh God. I can feel your mouth nipping at my neck and my shoulders. And your hand still in my hair. But now I'm starting to wonder. Is it your hand? I know it's your mouth. Oh God, I would know your mouth anywhere. Oh fuck. But is it your hand and my hair? Or is that someone else? Oh God. And is that the same person licking? Oh God. Oh. Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Whose finger was touching me? Oh God. Oh God. Oh fuck. Or is it someone else? Oh. Oh. And I wonder, but part of me doesn't even care. Oh, God. I'm trying so hard. Oh, fuck. Daddy, fuck. Not to come. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Ah. Oh. Oh. It doesn't stop. And the hair pulling gets tighter. And your nipples become bites. Oh, God, yeah. And your mouth moves further down. And you bite into my right breast, so... Fuck me so hard. I know it's gonna leave a mark. It's your mark. And I'll wear it proudly. Fuck. Oh God. And it just makes me wanna come harder. And you know it does. And you know I'm fighting. And you can feel every part of my body shaking and twitching. And you can see the sweat. Oh God, fuck. Oh God. Ah! Starting to beat up on my neck. And at my temples. Oh God, fuck. Oh God, it hurts not to come. Fuck. And then there's that finger again. Oh Jesus. Fuck. Daddy. You tell me. Oh God. What a good little fuck toy I am. Oh God. As I ache for the words, for the command to come. Just please, oh God, just say it. Just, oh God. I wait. As the finger slides in and out. Oh God. Fuck. And the strange tongue circles around my clit. Oh fuck. Over and over in your mouth. God, fuck. At my hips. On my thighs. And who the fuck are these other people? Oh! Don't come. Don't come. Oh, God. And I struggle. And I tried so hard not to come. Because I don't want to come. I have to behave. Oh, God, don't come. Don't come. Then you tell me. And that deep growl. Oh, God. Don't you dare come. Don't you dare fucking come. Not until Daddy says... And I keep fighting and fighting. Oh, God. And then again, everything stops. And you remind me to breathe. Always so conscious to remind me to breathe. As you pet my skin. Softly and gently. And you take my hand. And pull me into a standing position. Hold me for a moment. And I'm safe. And I'm protected. I'm possessed. No matter who else is in this room, I know I am yours. And I'm safe. And you move behind me. And you sit down in the chair. And you pull me back onto you. Oh, God. And the wetness is fucking everywhere. Oh, God. Feel it on my thighs and running down into the crack of my ass. Oh, God. I can feel it. Oh, God. And just sticky everywhere as your cock. God, that cock that I love, that pretty, pretty cock that I love. And worship with every part of me wraps back and forth, up and down, all over. Oh, God. Oh, the aching, throbbing cut that belongs to you and only you. Oh, fuck. Oh. And you take your hand and start to slap it. Slapping your cock against my clit. Fuck. And I can hear. Your cock from tip to base. I can feel your balls getting wet. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You lean in and whisper. all what it is that you need. And that voice of yours, fuck. I've never been able to resist it. Nor would I even try. And I tell you, and whoever else is standing in this room, I need Daddy's come. And you ask where I need it. And I need it wherever Daddy wants to put it. I need it inside me. I need it on me. I need it everywhere. Everywhere. I need to be covered in it. I need to drink it. I need to bathe in it from head to toe. And I feel your smile press into the back of my neck, and the head of your cock. Oh, press into my ass. And start to slide in. Slow at first, even though I'm wet. You know how tight it is. And as your big, thick, hard cock sinks deeper in. You just hold it in there for a moment, kissing me, grabbing, and pulling at my breast and my nipples. Oh, fuck. And then the stranger comes in. And your hands are replaced with their mouth. And their fingers. Three of them. Oh! Ah! Push inside my dripping wet pussy. Ha! And their thumb starts to work my clit. Oh god, fuck. And it's you. Fucking my ass. And this person. Oh god. Nibbling and sucking and kissing on my tits and my nipples on their fingers and thumb. Fuck my pussy and rub my clit in those perfect little fucking circles. Oh my god, how do they know perfect circles? Oh fuck, fuck, fuck. And you know I've had as much as. Oh god! I can take. And with all of this, as you bite into my shoulder, leaving yet another mark for me to remember. You tell me again what a good girl I am. Oh god! Yes! Yeah! Thank you! Oh fuck! Thank you! Thank you! Oh god, yeah, Breathing. And aftershocks. That she and I seem to share in. Oh god, yeah. Fuck. Have at the same time can be heard. And I can feel her kneeling between our legs, her head in our lap. And the three of us. Sit there quietly for a while, catching our breath, enjoying what's just happened. My beautiful little hump day gift. And as you stroke her hair and pet my skin, you tell us both, let's go back to bed. What an excellent gift. Thank you, Daddy. For my hump day surprise.